And we close today's show, as we do every Friday, with a snapshot. You might remember when essayist Mary Nana Madankwa decided to challenge her fear of deep water last summer and shared her adventures with us on air. Today, she's proud to say that at least she's learned how to tread water. This summer, she wanted to challenge herself even more and set her sights in a very different direction. Mary decided to become a pilot?
Yes, that's right, Farai. A pilot. Or at least a co-pilot. Okay, a passenger in a small plane. When my friend Jonathan Burrows, whom I might add is chef extraordinaire at Mr. Cecil's California Ribs, mentioned that he flies planes as a hobby, I asked him if I could tag along.
What airport is this?
Van Nuys.
I didn't even know Van Nuys had an airport.
Yeah, Van Nuys is one of the most famous airports. This is where Casablanca was filmed.
His friend, Noreen, met us there. And before I knew it, the three of us were on the tarmac, standing in front of the littlest, most rinky-dink airplane I have ever seen in my life.
Noreen, Mary is a little apprehensive this morning. You've been flying with me before.
It's a perfect Southern California day to go flying. You're going to see everything. It's going to be great.
While Jonathan inspected the plane and Noreen talked about the weather, I was trying really hard to hold it all together because, well, the more I thought about it, the only thing I really wanted to see was the visual memory of me hauling ass out of that airport. I don't want to give the wrong impression. I love the idea of flying. In fact, I'm a pretty frequent flyer. You've probably even seen me on a flight or two. I'm the woman who's standing at the gate popping pills like they're Pez candy. The woman who's knocked out and snoring before the cabin door is even closed. Yup, that's me. My phobia boils down to two simple things: fear of extreme heights and lack of any control. But the only thing stronger than my fear of flying is my fear of public humiliation. So I just stood tall, sucked it up, and got in that airplane.
Yeah, all we have to do is worry about the pilot.
Right, that's all. Do you have a safe pilot? That's what you have to care about.
Dear Lord, I sure hope this man's as skilled in the cockpit as he is in the kitchen, because I am not trying to have a face-to-face meeting with you today. Jonathan pulled out his checklist, which actually turned out to be pages and pages of lists inside a book that looked like a manual.
All right, lesson one, how to fly a plane.
Wait,
I'm sorry, that was a joke.
Like, how to fly a plane.
It wasn't funny, but still, they laugh.
Here's the fire extinguisher down here. Just lift this up to release it.
Oh, hell
pull this
no.
Thing out and squeeze.
Forget humiliation.
I also have a fire extinguisher.
I was about to open the door and get out of
open.
There.
Clear! There we are. Okay. Everybody,
that plane sounded just as rickety as it looked. And it was so loud inside there. I could barely hear all the paranoid thoughts floating around in my brain.
I'm scared now. Oh my God, we're in the air! Oh! What's that noise? We're in the air.
We were high up enough that I could see everything, but we were also low enough that I could also feel like I was part of the experience.
Oh my God, it's so breathtaking down there. Look at it. All the colors. And
I'd almost forgotten that I had ever been afraid of either the sea or the sky. And then Jonathan decided to celebrate my victory over both of those fears in one fell swoop, literally. He switched off the autopilot and soared out over the ocean. I gotta admit, there were a few moments of panic. After all, the plane didn't come equipped with any flotation devices. But there were more moments of sheer pleasure. Especially when I remembered that I know how to swim now. I'm sure, given all the freaking out I was doing in the beginning, after we landed, Jonathan was probably surprised to hear me ask if I could go up with him again. Except next time, I'm gonna tell him to bring along a slab of his famous barbecue ribs so I can grub while I fly. Yeah. Now that's what I call catching a slice of heaven.
Marian Anamadankwa is a writer living in Los Angeles.